Gleeso's Rock Calendar.
You know how they have those, the buzzword of this year, yes, and etc. When did Karen become a thing? Is that only 5 or 6 years ago?
Yeah, I think it was, but then it came real, real evident in about 2020 when there was Karen from Brighton.
Oh, Karen from Brighton. She'd already walked Brighton.
I've walked all the streets of Brighton.
Have you now? I bet she hadn't.
Nah.
She wouldn't have walked all the streets of Brighton. I've been there. It's a big joint.
It's a massive joint.
But there was a Karen in Axl Rose's life.
That's right.
She was stricken with erotomania. Erotomania. It sounds sexy, doesn't it?
It does a little bit. It sounds like something at the corner shop, if you know what I mean.
That's right. The adult
shop.
There
you go.
But it's a delusional belief that the stalker, Karen McNeil, is passionately loved by an unattainable victim, generally a celebrity, Axl Rose.
That's it, Gleese.
So she was saying she had a telepathic connection with Axl. So why do you need to see him? What? This is what I want to say.
Yeah, that's right.
If you're telepathically communicating with Axl, that's good enough.
And
sure,
you can do that. That's fine.
But she was given a restraining order. She ended up being found in his bed.
Oh, come
which
on.
Sounds a bit sus to me.
Come on, Kaz.
Righto, off you go.
Oh, no.
She was arrested and held on $150,000 bail. But it wasn't only Axl. She had a telepathic connection with none other than Justin Timberlake and was trying to bring sexy back with him.
Really?
So this chick had form.
Yeah.
She obviously needs some serious help.
Yeah, okay.
I've had some stalkers.
Have you, Glenn? Now, this is what we're wedging into here. Because what's happened, please?
Stalkers. Unreal. It's nice to know that someone loves you that much that they're prepared to stalk you.
The only problem was your stalker was named Gary at 72.
Gaz, get out of me bed. No, but luckily, I think Karen's got the help that she needs. But that was 2000, so she has to go down as the first Karen.
Yep, I would have thought.
I've already slept in all the rock stars' beds.
I slept of all of Brighton. I love it.